What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to the Double M Show, episode 30, the big 3-0. 30 is very special this week, you know. We got our big brother, our big homie, who celebrates his 30th today.
Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Chauncey, too. Shout out to Sam, though. He has today.
Today's Sam's birthday. Our homie Chauncey's birthday was a couple days ago. Big 30, man. Where do you see yourself at 30, Mike?
Whew. You know what? Anytime somebody hits a birthday, I wish the same thing upon everybody. And I wish the same thing upon myself. Health, wealth, happiness, and nothing more but positive blessings raining down upon your life.
Definitely. We wish that on Double M as well as we celebrate our 30th episode. Hey, guys, we have some technical difficulties coming up on this show. So right now, if you can, you know, support us, share this link out to your friends.
Let everyone know.
Give us a like if you rock with Double M, and let's keep it moving. Once again, this is Mike Nice.
How y'all doing?
I'm DJ Mies. This is the Double M Show, where the sports and the urban culture collide. We got a lot to talk about, some things to break down, some breaking news as well. So Mike Nice, let's not keep the people waiting. Let's get right into it. What's on the playlist today?
So we're going to kick off this 30th episode talking about a guy who's been in the media a lot. You know, his trial is currently taking place, and people are talking about the different things that are being said, different things that he's done, different things that he's talking about to the judge in front of the lawyers, everything with 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine, correct?
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That is, what's his real name?
Hernandez, something like that. I'll look it up. I believe Daniel Hernandez.
We're going to definitely talk about the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine situation. And then the NBA season is coming up real soon. I know some teams have held their media day during the course of this week. I believe the Celtics have their media day next Monday, I believe. But the NBA season right around the corner, you know, the official season starts later on next month. And then with these next couple of weeks, you know, training camp's going to get underway, practices, and you're going to get to some exhibition games. So we're going to talk a couple things. NBA, ESPN dropped the first half of their top 50 players ranked list, 50 through 30, I believe.
Yes.
And some questionable decisions with this list from ESPN. ESPN
dumb,
made some
a dumbass list, I tell you.
Questionable decisions with this list. We also want to talk about a guy that's getting a lot of hype right now, and a guy who could possibly be the number one overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft, and that is LaMelo Ball, the hype around him, possibly the best Ball brother. Quite possibly could be the best Ball brother. And then we're going to bring it back to our hometown team, the Celtics. And Gordon Hayward recently dropped, you know, an article on his blog where, you know, he puts a lot of hype into the upcoming season, not only for the team but for himself. Because he knows what last season brought. You know, he knows what his time as a Celtic has been. And, you know, he believes that this upcoming 2019-2020 season will be the one. Will be the one where we say, ah, that Gordon Hayward. So we're going to talk about all these things on the show, but we're going to kick it off with the rat.
Yeah, man, let's get
the rat.
Let's get it into Tekashi 6ix9ine. One thing I really want to start off by doing, by talking about Tekashi, I hope, you know, this new generation of kids are coming up listening to hip hop, who are supporters of 6ix9ine, or, you know, and that's their wave right now, the generation under us, Mike. That's the music that they listen to, and that's fine. But I hope they're really paying attention to what's happening with 6ix9ine. I hope they really see what it's like. Tekashi 6ix9ine, this time last year, September 2018, was on top of the world. On top of the world, Mike. Biggest social media star, trolling. He had some hits coming out. You know, he was getting there. He was getting real big, but he was moving crazy. He was talking crazy. He was the way he was acting, talking about other celebrities, trying to run, have beef with Chief Keef, you know, beef with Trippie Redd. All of this started to catch up to Tekashi to the point in November 2018, He got locked up. And we haven't seen or heard from him again. You know, he went into jail for, you know, him and 11 other gang members for racketeering, conspiracy of murder, and such. All of a sudden, you know, he pleaded not guilty in November. February, he pleads guilty and then decides, you know, he's going to, you know, help the feds out in their case. The trial just happened this past week. I know you guys been following. I know you've seen it. Not only did Tekashi let the feds know everything that needs to happen. Mike, be careful, man. He might know something about you. He might know something about you. That man is singing.
Singing like a canary, that's the saying?
Oh, he's singing like a canary, all right. Tweet, tweet, tweety.
Sheesh.
6ix9ine. And, you know, you can't portray something. You can't portray a look. You can't portray who you are. Fathom something that you are not. And then, when the bullet bites you, you fold.
Oh.
And that's what Tekashi did. You know, he's portrayed as a gang member. This man used to say a lot of wild stuff, things I can't say on Double M. Mm. You know, he was on top of the world, like I said. He had number one hits. You know, he started calling himself the King of New York. And he had all these Treyway gang members to say around him, so he felt protected. He knew that no one could touch him. When you portray that lifestyle, Mike, you know, growing up, when you portray that lifestyle, this is one thing you don't do. If you get caught, you go down. You don't say nothing. You don't rat. You don't snitch on nobody. That's just the code.
If that's the life you want to portray, yes. That life, that's the code that people in that life live by. So you basically flipped on your own code, in a sense, on the code.
You flipped on the code, and not only that, but the whole world knows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know, people who are watching Double M know, the people you are trying to flip on knows, the whole gang community knows, all the rappers, everybody knows who you are now.
Let's make this clear on this show first and foremost. We here on Double M do not support any type of gang violence.
Not at all.
We do not support any type of gang violence whatsoever. Nope. We are not condoning gang violence. We are not saying anything positive for gang violence. We don't condone it. But we live in a world where many things happen. There's good things in the world. There's bad things in the world. We all know that. Gang violence, gang affiliation, gang association takes place. If you are oblivious to that, then you are a fool. And like you're saying, just to kind of reiterate what you're saying, this guy, Tekashi 6ix9ine, lives in that world, or portrays, or wants to live in that world.
Wants to live in that world.
Wants to live in the world. So when he gets pressed, and this time he gets pressed by the authorities, being a part of that world, because, you know, I have some knowledge of the world. I've done research. I've read, seen, lived different places. Like you said, there's a code by which gang members stand by. Don't matter if you Crip, Blood, Mafia. It doesn't matter. Shh.
You don't rat.
You don't say anything that can jeopardize other people. Even if you're not in a gang. It doesn't even have to be a gang. It has nothing to do with the gang.
But when it becomes with a gang, you know, it's emphasized because it gets deadly. Unfortunately,
gang,
you know,
violence, yeah.
Gang violence, and he's implicating people who were part of his own gang. So this is why I said I hope the kids are watching, because this is not a lifestyle you want to live by.
Nah,
you know, 6ix9ine. Yes, this is exactly what you call 15 minutes of fame. This man 6ix9ine blew the F up. Skyrocketed out of nowhere. He learned how to troll. He learned how to, you know, use social media to his advantage. He started making music that he knew people would like. He knew that people love that gang music, that drill, and he could make it. He found a formula. He even said it while he was writing. I knew a formula, and that's how I would use it to rise up. I'd get some of the money. Half the money I'll give to the gang so they can help protect me and whatsoever. He had a formula. Wow. Of how to do it, and he continued with it. But the way you move, the way you talk, that can always bring you down. Don't try to fit in a lifestyle that is not yours, kids. Listen, do not try to fit in a lifestyle that you do not belong to. Because when it comes back to bite you, can you live it out throughout? 6ix9ine couldn't. He folded. 6ix9ine, once it was time to be real hard in jail, when you're facing a minimum of 47 years, he wasn't able to. So now, what are you doing? You're ratting, blah, blah, you could get out. But can you move the same? You know, you put your family in jeopardy. You put everybody you love in jeopardy because now you're portrayed as something. Not, you're no longer portrayed as a gang member. You're portrayed as a rat. You're portrayed as a snitch. People are going to be out looking for you.
Yeah. And again, like we talked about, that's the reality of the situation. You know, if you have this label on you as a person who snitches and gives up names and talks to the feds and gives up information about moves that the gang or whoever that are making, there's a target on you. There's a target on you because I don't think, you know, I know for a fact it's not a good look to have that label upon you. And again, like I said before, it has nothing even to do with being a gang. If Marv is my boy and Marv and I did something, Double M's not a gang. Double M's not a gang. We're just a positive movement that does positive things in a sense. Have real conversation. If I did something with Marv and he found out that I told somebody, it goes around in any type of way. That's all what I'm really trying to say. And I'm sure if I did something like that to Marv, Marv would be pissed at me. Marv would say, Mike, why are you opening your mouth to talk about X, Y, and Z? Simple. He's doing it on a bigger scale in a bigger world where it's very dangerous.
Yeah. And I feel like this is the week of ratting and week of snitching. I know you don't watch Power, Mike. But there was a lot of ratting and snitching going on in Power this weekend. People lost their lives.
Power, huh?
People lost their lives. And for the people who watch Power, you know who I'm talking about. But I'm not going to spoil anything.
You can tell me. I don't care.
Proctor.
Proctor, Dag, Proctor.
Damn, Mike.
Sorry to hear that, Proctor.
Proctor lost his life. If you watch Power, you should be caught up by now because this will be aired on Wednesday. Proctor
from Sons of Anarchy.
No, we're not talking about that, Mike. So I just want to know, once again, reiterate, this is what happens. You know, people get caught up in the fame. They get caught up in the money. They want to portray a look and think that's cool, it's fun, you can get protected. But it's never worth it. It is never worth it. They always say you're going to end up where? Dead or in jail.
Yeah. That's usually what you hear.
That's what you hear, right?
Yeah.
Tekashi ended up in jail. And his way of coming out is not a way that's going to be looked great upon. Because a lot of these rappers that are involved in things like that, they do go to jail. They don't work with nobody, though. They do their time. They do their time that they knew was the risk. And when they get out, they decide to change their ways, change their lifestyle, whatever it may be. Then they do that. 6ix9ine, 47 years. I get it. 47 years to a lot of is a very long time.
Sure is.
And if Tekashi wasn't portraying of a person who he was, hard gang member, going out, trying to kill people, take people out, then it'd be understandable across the world. Of course he's trying to find a way to get out.
True.
But look at the image you portrayed yourself as. This is a kid, man. It's like 22, 23 years old.
Now, has there been, has there been anything said, Marv, in terms of like, because he is, you know, giving up names and knowledge and information, has there been anything said about a reduction on sentence?
Oh, yes. There will be. Okay. We don't know the specifics. All right. He's definitely getting, you know, he's working with them. So he's definitely, hey, man, the way he was snitching, bro.
Might let him walk scot-free.
He might have been out already. It might have been a double answer. The way he was ratting, man, this guy was just saying names for no reason. If you read the transcripts, they would ask him one question. He said, and you want to know something else? So, tell you, man, 6ix9ine wow. was it was a sad sight to see, because I know a lot of kids really looked up to him. When I was a therapeutic mentor back in 2017, mm-hmm. I used to mentor a lot of young teenagers, like 12, 13. In 2017, this is before I even knew who 6ix9ine was. And, you know, we always talked about hip-hop. And they would always talk about this 6ix9ine fella. So, you know, I looked him up on YouTube. We'd watch it together. I'm like, what is this? Rainbow hair, rainbow teeth, guy just yelling in music. Obviously, it's not my style, but I understood that's what they like. And I always used to tell them, this is fake. Like, this is not real. This is not real life. This is not who you want to be. And then, you know, little be known, did I ever think 6ix9ine was going to blow up? No, I had no idea he was going to. He blew up. He got big. His name became very relevant. Top of the world. And he just, you know, he found himself in trouble. So, always, kids, it's good to enjoy music, but don't idolize the way some of these people move.
Yeah, man. All I can say, because kind of similar to Marv, I didn't know about 6ix9ine. Never had knowledge of him. Obviously, his name comes up in the media with music he's making, so the name has come across me. But I didn't even go as far as you to say, let me go on YouTube and see what, because I literally didn't, still don't give a damn about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Not my type of music, first and foremost. And obviously, the lifestyle and everything he's portraying in his music, nothing that has any association with me. All I can say is I wish the man luck. You know, the situation he's currently in, only one person did that to him. His damn self.
That's it.
And that's what it boils down to. That's all what I really have to say on that, man. Again, shout out to everybody who's tuned in right now. I need you guys to do Marv and I a favor. If you're on the YouTube, just go to that share button and share the channel out. Share the show out, because we are live right now. We have a lot of great topics to still touch on.
And don't be shy. Don't be shy. If anything we're talking about, you agree, disagree, want to add your own point to, put it in the live chat, and we'll get to it as well.
Type right in that live chat. Throw us out any questions. We always want questions. We'll always open to talk about anything you guys want to talk about, whether sports, hip-hop, music, entertainment, movies, whatever. That's what we're all about here on Double M. The interaction with you guys is what really makes this show popping. But let's move on.
Yes, sir. Let's move on.
And like I said when I was talking about the playlist, NBA season right around the corner. So we got to touch upon a lot of NBA talk. And one thing that has come out and has been dropped by ESPN, the high and mighty ESPN.
Worldwide leader in sports.
Worldwide leader in sports. They're going to drop a top 50 NBA players list. It's coming out, but they dropped the first 30 through 50. And then I'm assuming the next draft is coming up.
Right.
It's coming out. So we'll have the complete list in probably a week or so. But 30 through 50 has dropped. Marv, please, start at 30 and work your way up to 50. Let us know who's on this list.
All right, so I'm going to just go through notable names.
Notable names.
Notable names that we see here. Kristaps Porzingis, number 34.
Jason, didn't play last season.
No. Okay. Jason Tatum, number 35. I'm going to use Jason Tatum as the benchmark. That's a recognizable name we all know.
Okay.
We here in Boston know Jason Tatum very well, so we can use him as the benchmark.
Okay.
Al Horford, number 37. Kyle Lowry, number 39. Moving into the 40s here, LaMarcus Aldridge, All-Star, 41.
Okay.
Coming at number 42, top 50 players in the NBA right now, Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson. Moving on to the list here, number 46, DeMar DeRozan. Number 48, Bojan Bojanovic. Number 49, this is where I hear you thinking, but this is the kicker. At number 49.
Well, kick me then. Let me see.
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson, out of 50 players in the NBA right now, Klay Thompson is the 49th ranked player by ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports?
Yes.
Hmm. And let me tell you this about that Zion. What number was Zion again?
Zion was in the 40s. I'll tell you in a second. 42.
42. And this is what I read. A tweet from Baller's Life. Sorry, an IG post from Baller's Life said, Zion Williamson is ranked 42 in ESPN's top 100 players list. That's the highest ever for a first-year player in the 9 seasons that ESPN is doing, has done the ESPN ranked. Zion Williamson, we're going to get to Klay Thompson because that's just nuts. That's just nuts. But Zion Williamson, I don't care what he's done in college. I don't care how many highlight videos he has out of him dunking, jumping so high, his vertical leap. He has yet to step foot on an NBA court and play an NBA game. Summer League don't count. Summer League doesn't count. He has yet to play in an official NBA game. Why the hell? I could go as far as saying this. He shouldn't even be on the list because he hasn't played a game yet. I understand the hype and potential around him.
Shouldn't be on a no top 50 list.
I would say a rookie shouldn't even make the list. This list should literally be based off of the previous season. I'm assuming that's what the NFL does.
This is top 50 going into this season.
And it should mainly be based off of, yes, you know, guys like LeBron, okay. But for the most part, it should be based off of what have you done for me lately? And in this case, in the NBA, last season. The 2018-2019 season. And the fact that Zion Williamson is ranked 42nd is ridiculous.
Zion Williamson should not be on any list. Like light upon light, he's going off right now. We're going to get to some of the players.
We see your comments, light upon light.
We're going to get some of the players you mentioned. But yes, ESPN's ranking is horrible. Mike, I don't want to be that guy.
Be that guy, Marv. So what? Be that guy.
Tatum shouldn't be here.
Ha.
I'm looking at this list. And maybe he should be here, but he shouldn't be in 30th. I'll tell you right now, Lauri Markkanen is better than Jason Tatum right now. The rook came out the same year as Jason Tatum.
On the Bulls, yeah.
On the Bulls. He's ranked number 50. I have Lauri Markkanen right now, as if we're just going off of how they've been playing. Lauri Markkanen has had two better seasons than Jason Tatum. Maybe you could say Tatum's rookie season was better. But the last two, Lauri Markkanen's seasons has been better. Klay Thompson, better than Tatum. Bojan Bojanovic, you can make an argument. John Collins, you can make an argument. DeMar DeRozan, I'd rather have Tatum. Aaron Gordon, rather have Tatum. Miles Turner, rather have Tatum. Kevin Love, rather have Tatum. Zion Williamson, that's a given. Once you get to LaMarcus Aldridge, obviously Aldridge is better. Vucevic is better. Kyle Lowry's better. Draymond Green's better.
Kyle Lowry is better than Jason Tatum?
He's had a better season.
Oh, okay. That's true.
He had a better season. He made the All-Star team.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. All right.
Middleton, interesting.
Interesting indeed.
Porzingis, I'm guessing they're hoping he's fully healthy because Porzingis fully healthy.
Another guy who didn't play a single game last season.
But I understand Porzingis over Zion Williamson. Porzingis, we've seen him play. And we know if he's healthy, he can be a top 30 player that they have him in. He can be higher. His potential is higher to be a top 30 player.
So this should be called the potential top 100 players in the league.
It's the 2019 NBA rank. So some of the players that didn't play last year are going to be playing 2019. So my beef is not having players that didn't play last year on the list. It's where they're placed on the list.
What about rookies? What do you feel about the rookies on the list?
I have no problem. You can put rookies on the list. It's where you place them on the list.
Hmm. Well, they messed up big time with Zion.
Zion, they messed up. I think Tatum is still overhyped after the year that he's had. I would have thought people would have come back down to earth. We have light upon light saying Jalen is better than... Oh, I thought you were going to say Tatum.
He said Jaylen Brown is better than Gordon Hayward, but Tatum isn't better than Brown.
And that's the argument to be had.
You know, those
guys,
it is.
Those guys flip-flopped last year. First half of the season,
Tatum.
It was Tatum. Second half, it was Brown.
Yes, for sure.
They flip-flop. You can definitely make an argument. If you have some of these guys on the list, you can ask yourself, then why the hell isn't Brown on the list?
That is true. That is very true.
But looking through, that's not the biggest crime.
Oh, we know what the biggest crime is, Marv.
Like, you see this, and you're like, okay, attempt of robbery, petty thief, fender bend, murder! Murder! Klay Thompson.
I need to know. There's been a lot of wild lists that's come out over the years. And I'm not only talking about basketball, you know, football. Whoever made this list to have Klay Thompson at 49th, you literally must not like the man. You can't like Klay Thompson. You just have to hate him. Not only, you maybe don't like his basketball skills or you don't like that he's on. You must not like Klay Thompson, the person, to put him 49th.
And who doesn't like Klay?
Klay's great.
Klay's a great guy.
He's great.
Doesn't bother nobody. 49?
Very disrespectful.
Klay Thompson. This is what we're going to do. Because Klay Thompson easily has to be top 15, top 20 in my eyes.
And my thing is, before you get to what you say, real quick. Does someone like review this list before it comes out publicly?
I thought it was a troll. I had to make sure it was the real ESPN account that posted it.
There can't be a people who sit on around a round table and say, I wonder about this list here. Okay, it's good. We could post this. This is great. There's no possible way. No possible way a list like this can be posted with Klay Thompson 49th.
All right. Get your fingers ready, Mike, because I won't be able to count. I'm just going to name players that are better than Klay, and I'm going to see how far we get.
Let's go.
LeBron, KD, Kawhi.
Curry.
Harden.
Westbrook.
That's how many you got so far?
Six.
Keep going.
You said AD?
AD.
Kyrie.
Damian Lillard.
I'll take CJ.
Cat. CJ McCollum?
Yeah, I'll take him over Klay.
I wouldn't. So keep CJ there. We'll make that argument.
It's like 12 right there.
I would have Klay over CJ. We're struggling at 12. Let's see here. who are we forgetting?
Let us know.
Did I say Cat?
I think you did. Let us know in the chat if you feel what players do you feel? What list is this again? Players that are better than Klay Thompson in the NBA right now. Let us know in the chat.
So far, that's top 15 he's in. Who are we missing?
Kemba?
Kemba, I put Kemba. No. I have Klay over Kemba.
Klay over Kemba, okay.
I have Klay over Kemba.
Devin Booker.
Klay over Devin Booker.
Ooh. Who are we missing here? I don't know. If you go right there, Klay Thompson's the top 15, top 20 player easily. Paul George.
Oh yeah, Paul George over Klay.
Yes.
Paul George over Klay. So I definitely forgot Paul George.
Anybody else? Let us know in the chat. Our guy Conflict says Book is better than Klay.
Book over Klay? No. Book's win percentage is .009.
I mean, he plays for the bum-ass Phoenix Suns. That's not really his fault.
It's not his fault, but I take Klay Thompson over Devin Booker.
Light Upon Light says Booker's overrated. I don't know about overrated, but I agree. I'll take Klay Thompson over Booker.
Like, we have to remember here, Klay Thompson may be the second greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah, it's like, quite possible. Like, if he's not second, he's top five easily.
If he's not second, he's top three. Who would you put? It's only Reggie Miller. I mean, Reggie Miller and Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, Reggie Miller.
Klay's going to break all of Ray Allen's stats. He's already breaking them. Like, we tend to forget that.
Because of the numbers he'll put up, yeah, okay, top three. The way these dudes, Embiid?
Embiid, yes.
Baker said Embiid?
Yeah, Embiid over Klay, easy. Okay. I forgot
But that. Not Ben Simmons, huh?
Who?
Ben Simmons.
I take Ben Simmons.
Yes, he can't shoot, but he's dominant.
I take Ben Simmons over. And Giannis. We forgot
Giannis.
I take Ben Simmons over Clay.
Jimmy Butler?
Same tier. Same tier players. I think I'll take Clay because Clay's an assassin shooter. And he plays defense. Clay is not no scrub.
That is the definition of two-way player. Like, obviously, offensively, Clay's not on Kawhi's level. But if you talk about two-way players who you know can give you buckets and then play solid D, Clay and Kawhi are two players that do that, that play shooting guard.
I'm not mad about the Butler situation if you pick Butler over Clay. I personally just get Clay just because he's just an assassin shooter. Like, Clay takes over games in a quarter.
Man, scored.
The 37-point quarter, Mike, is probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
That's what you call locked-in like, buckets.
Like, we got to stop. We can't disrespect Clay like this.
ESPN disrespected him.
We can't do that.
But we're not ESPN. This is Double M. And we're going to get it right here. Clay Thompson is top 20.
Top 20.
Top 20 player in the league, Clay Thompson. I don't even want to look at the list again because it's just so disrespectful to people that they have above him. It makes no sense to me. This is a man who's a multiple-time All-Star, three championships under his belt.
Yep.
I wish I could find out how many times he's made All-NBA defense. Let me look that stat up. There's no way some of them dummies on that list are above Klay Thompson.
It's the highest form of disrespect I've really ever seen. I remember there was a year when they disrespected Melo like this, and they had Melo like top 50. But this is worse.
Oh, like Klay's a Hall of Fame career.
Klay, Hall of Fame career. Klay retires right now. He's a Hall of Fame. This is in my opinion, the second greatest shooter of NBA has ever seen.
Three-time champ, five-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA, made the all defensive second team, 3-point champion, made the all rookie first team. That's enough right there.
Curry doesn't play the point guards.
Klay locks down the best offensive player on the
Klay.
Team. Yeah.
Klay's not even the quickest guy. He's not the most athletic guy. He just works hard on defense.
That's it. That really is it.
There's no player on that top 50 list that's better than Klay Thompson. Not one. Maybe you can make an argument. Victor Oladipo, when he's healthy.
Yeah, Victor Oladipo was nasty.
When he's healthy, Victor Oladipo might have had I put him in the same tier as him, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson.
All right, light upon light. You had me going. He said, I don't know. He said he's
taking it over Joker. Joker had an MVP season. Klay has not had an MVP season yet due to the team that he's in. But definitely, if I was going to start a team, I'd take Joker.
Yeah, for sure. Let me peep this list of myself. CP, nah.
It's over, Mike.
Yeah.
I think nobody Victor on this Oladipo list is the only one you could try
it's
to
only
make an
Oladipo.
Argument.
Only Oladipo on this list. Everybody else, if you look at this list from 50 to 31, Klay Thompson is very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. But now we just have to wait and see what the rest of this list look like.
It's going to get worse.
If this is a preview of what the rest of this list is going to look like, ESPN better have one draft, two draft, three draft. Can't mess the rest of this up. Because this 50 through 31 right here, trash. Please find me one person that is okay, that is a real basketball fan that is okay
with this
list.
That's what I'm trying to say, because this list is a consensus list, meaning multiple staff members come together and make this list. You going to put Bojan Bogdanovic? Shout out to Bojan. You got paid. Well, what the hell is he doing above of Klay Thompson? Zion Williamson. The man, Zion, might not score over 12 points a game, not due to his talent, but there's going to be a lot of mouths to feed with the Pelicans.
Five straight seasons from Klay Thompson of over 20 points a game.
Three-point percentage.
Three-point percentage? always over 40. His career percentage is 41%. Free throw percentage, career 80. I'm rounding up 85%. And a smooth 20 points a game. And he's 49th.
And how old is Klay?
Klay Thompson made it just turned 30. Oh, he don't turn 30 till next year.
So, Klay, like I said, he was never athletic. He was never the quickest guy. So, he's going to be doing this for a very long time. Put some respect on that man's name. So, if Klay's healthy, Toronto Raptors are not NBA champions.
Yeah. He said it himself, and I think in a recent article, he said definitely if he played and never got hurt, they're beating the Raptors. And I agree. I mean, obviously with Durant, it's automatic.
Durant made it a series, but I just believe Klay healthy, they were gonna find a way to beat the Toronto Raptors.
I could see that. It's the defending champs with the pedigree of a champion already, because they've been there, done that. They know what it's like. They know what it takes. They lost Durant, and you're like, damn, they lost Durant. But then you lost Klay, you're like, all right, it's done. It's done.
Right, and they lost Klay that one game that Curry went off like 49 points, whatever, but they still lost. Klay plays that game. They're not losing that, and it becomes a whole different series. And then when Klay came back, you know, he just wasn't the same. Then he got hurt the game after he came back with Durant. Yeah. It just became a whole mess.
It's a tough situation. Our boy Clifton chimed in and said, none of these boys like Klay and Steph, even Reggie Miller, none of them have anything on Larry Bird, who's the greatest shooter ever. Larry Bird, great shooter.
The thing about Bird, he had way more to his game.
Yeah.
He had way more to his game.
And, like, the three wasn't emphasized.
Right.
If the three was emphasized during Larry Bird's era like it is in today's game, definitely. Larry Bird lights out.
He'd be he was already scoring 26, 27, but he'd be scoring 34.
He'd be up there easily top five in three-pointers made or whatever numbers. He would have had crazy numbers to end his career. Oh, he didn't play a long time either. That's another thing that took away from his career. But Larry Bird is one of the greatest shooters ever.
Scorers. Like
scorers, too, yeah.
When it comes to Larry Bird, you can't even – I feel like when you call him the greatest shooter, that limits him.
There was a great article that came out that was talking about, has Kevin Durant surpassed Larry Bird? And in terms of, I know it's kind of off topic a little bit, but has Kevin Durant surpassed Larry Bird in terms of greatest small forwards of all time? Obviously, LeBron is number one. But does it go LeBron, Bird, Durant, or LeBron, Durant, Bird? Is Kawhi considered a small forward?
Kawhi is a small forward.
Yes.
And That's a great. But
Kawhi's career didn't take off from the jump. Like
Kawhi could reach there. Durant, let's see, because like you mentioned earlier with Bird, the one knock on Bird was longevity.
That's it.
He had 9 really great seasons.
Yeah.
Durant, he's entering his 11th season, I believe. He missed a year already due to injury. He's going to miss a year, supposedly, again this year. Durant might be the greatest scorer we've ever seen.
That I agree.
You know, outside, inside, all between. Will you have a better career than Bird? He already has 2. He has an MVP title already. And two finals MVP. He's going to be compared to – I need to see that article because – him and Bird's career are going to be very identical.
They broke it down. This shout out to Bleacher Report. They really broke it down, like offense, defense, shooting. If I find the article, I'll send it to you sometime. But Derek has Durant as third. So you're saying third behind Bird? Dirk, let us know. It's tough, man. Durant's the greatest, quite possibly the greatest scorer of all time. Bird did a lot on the court. Bird was a damn near walking triple-double. That's something that's not in Durant's game.
That's true. But you know what's crazy, Mike? Like, we forget this. Durant was about to have one of the craziest playoffs of all time.
He was on a
we forget this. Yeah. But after that Clippers series, when he was like, you know who I am. You know, I'm Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He was doing something that
we were sitting back, Jordan.
We were sitting back like, oh, like we forgot the Warriors were the Warriors. They just started giving Durant the ball and deferred to him for everything. And he was it was a sight to see. He was about to have one of the craziest playoff performances. And then on the other hand, Kawhi was doing the same thing too. So it was like, oh my God, you have the Titan in the East going crazy. You got Durant going crazy in the West. They're about to clash and we got robbed. Yeah. We got robbed of it because Durant was, he wasn't a walking triple-double. But my man was almost scoring 40 a night.
Yeah. That's the thing. Easily, if you talk about Bird and Durant, obviously, Durant scoring is... Bird can score, but not like Durant. I don't know. Hope just said Durant is more versatile. I disagree with that, Hope.
Durant's more versatile than Bird. He was one of the original point forwards.
Yeah, his passing is not one of the... is the part of his game that's not talked about. Everybody talks about Bird shooting. Bird can score. He can shoot really well. But Bird can dish the ball out very well. That's just something that's not a part of Durant's game. And, you know, that's why sometimes you talk about greatest small forwards and positions. Durant is like the Jordan and the Kobe's in terms of killer on the court scoring. Yeah. You give him the ball, they're going to get you a bucket. Bird is in that category of Magic and LeBron. They can score, but they also know how to dish it and play point guard if need be. I can't.
Bird's IQ was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Right now, I still have Bird number two. But Durant's going to pass him. Durant just needs another healthy. But Durant, just 30, just 30, yeah, 31.
He needs another championship season where, you know, now we get to see where it's his team. We knew.
What if he gets another couple MVPs? No championship.
Couple MVPs, we'll see how far they go, depend on the storyline. Like, Celtics was Bird's team. Golden State was not Durant's team. It was Curry's team. If it was the other way around, like Durant, it was Durant's team. We knew the game was going to him. In playoffs, yes, it was Durant's team, but we all knew.
So, what if Durant has all the stats and accolades he does right now, but he was still on the Thunder? You have him over Bird easily?
All the accolades he has right now, but he was on the Thunder?
Yeah. Because you said part of it
right.
Was the
Warriors. I think so. Longevity as well.
Okay.
Longevity. I just need to see it for a couple more.
Dirk says Bird is top 10 player all time. Y'all think Durant going to be there eventually?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. If Durant's not there yet, he's damn near knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
He's damn near knocking on the door. He has the knob turned and the key in his slot.
I'll tell you who else is close. Curry's close too.
Top 10 all time?
He'll be close. I don't know if he'll get there. But Curry's resume is ridiculous.
This upcoming season will say a lot about Curry.
Curry's resume is pretty crazy.
Y'all want to see it? I know we kind of did this for the NFL season. We'll probably do it closer to when the regular season starts for the NBA. But a storyline that we're going to talk about. Curry has a chance this upcoming season to really separate himself in terms of like where he stands, not only in the current NBA as one of the top players in the NBA currently, but in the history of the game. This season will say a lot.
If you think about it, though, I feel like Curry has capped where he can go unless you say he's going to surpass Magic.
But what I mean is, though.
Which is not a knock.
It's not a knock. This year, the team is literally going to be, yes, I know they got D'Angelo Russell. Yes, I know Draymond Green is still there. This year, the team, until Klay returns, which is not going to be till close to the All-Star break or something like that, the team is on Curry's back.
Yeah,
if the Warriors want to stay afloat in the tough Western Conference, it's going to be on what Curry brings. If Curry has a bad game, they're done. Maybe, D'Angelo Russell's there, like I said. But D'Angelo Russell is not Klay Thompson. And it's his first year with a new team and a new system. Who knows how he's going to get acclimated. This Warriors team, this upcoming season, will go as far as what Curry can do.
And Curry, like you said, Curry will prove that. I mean, this guy's the two-time MVP before Durant even stepped on the floor. You can make an argument, you know, some people don't want to talk about, but he, numbers-wise, scoring-wise, he surpassed Isaiah Thomas. And that's crazy to even think about, because Isaiah was the consensus number two best point guard in the league after Magic.
Yeah.
He has the rings to prove it. Yeah. He has the numbers to prove it.
Yeah, I'm taking Curry over Isaiah Thomas. But yeah, man, we could go back and forth with all these conversations. Definitely. Basketball talk.
Got to move on to the last topic here.
Let's move on to the last topic. And we're taking it to the Boston Celtics, who knows what to expect from this team coming up. I think we all know or in agreement, especially about the last year's team. That last year's team should have been the team to make it at least to the finals. We won't dive back in too much with that. But this upcoming season, you know, Kemba's now on the team. Another year for Tatum and Brown. We'll see what other steps they take. But a guy who really needs to make a splash and who claims a splash will be made is Gordon Hayward. Talk a little bit about that. That article that came out.
Yeah, so Hayward comes out, you know, in his blog, says, "I'm ready to be the player I came here to be. That's my focus. That and raising a banner at the Garden. To our Celtics fans, I want to say thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for sticking with me. I know last year wasn't the year any of us wanted it to be, but this summer I've worked harder than any summer I've ever had. I'm going to be ready to go. We're going to be ready to go." You know, Ernest Kanter, former teammate of Gordon Hayward back in Utah, said he's looked leaner, he's looked good, looked a lot strong, a lot more explosive. Look, I'm going to be honest with you.
Be brutally honest.
I forgot Gordon Hayward was on the Boston Celtics. I forgot he was on the team for a second. You know, I've been having a good summer. My blood pressure's been low. I haven't talked a lot about Gordon Hayward this year. So I've been feeling good. I saw this pop up in my timeline, and my blood pressure went all the way back up. Like, it's just, this team is going to be very frustrating because you're still holding. We're still some. I feel like Celtics fans and all. I hope I'm speaking right as Celtics fans. We're still holding on to the thought of last year, how great we were supposed to be, but then we have that disappointment in us of how it ended. But then, you know, there's a little glimmer of hope because, oh, we got Kemba Walker, so we're going to still be okay. This season is going to be tough. And you and me, Mike, we had an episode where we said, okay, in order for the Celtics to be afloat in the East, Kemba cannot be the star of the team. It needs to be either Jalen, Tatum, or both. And then Kemba Walker could be that closer. That's Agreed. What we talked about.
Agreed.
We never even mentioned Gordon Hayward's name.
Sure didn't.
I said it myself, and I'll still say it now. I don't care what he wrote on that blog. Hayward, I just need a solid 12 to 15 points from you every night. Just a solid 12 to 15. Bump your minutes now to 23, 25. We got rid of some people, you know. Give them 25 minutes a game. Give me 12 to 15. And I don't want the damn 34 points against the Timberwolves, 2 points against the Utah Jazz type games. No, I don't want it. You give me a Gordon Hayward that could give you 12 to 15 every night, give you a couple buckets every quarter, I will take it and I'll be happy. That's my expectations. That's what I want from Gordon Hayward. I don't see an 18 to 20 point Gordon Hayward this year. For another reason is, you still have a lot of mouths to feed in that position. That position is Brown, Tatum, Hayward. Yes, I get it. The NBA, positionless basketball. It doesn't matter. These three guys, one are the same height, play the same position, got to guard the same people. It's a lot. If Gordon Hayward does come out and he is effective, what does that do to Tatum? What does that do to Brown? How is that all going to mesh? Brad Stevens showed us last year that he didn't know how to handle that too well. So it's interesting about Gordon Hayward.
One comment that came in, shout out to our Light Upon Light said all eyes are on Brad Stevens this year. And you know what? I couldn't have said it any better myself. Everything you said, Marv, is 100% true. 100% facts. You know, Gordon Hayward, let's hope that he can definitely contribute more this upcoming season. More mouths to feed still in front of him with Tatum and Brown. Kemba Walker's there now. Positionless basketball doesn't really matter. Gordon Hayward's still kind of on a depth chart with Jaylen Brown and Tatum. All of that's true. What is the great coach, because I still believe he's a pretty damn good coach. What is a great coach, one of the top coaches in the NBA that I feel most people believe, what is he going to do? How is he going to handle it? How is he going to handle this team? You know, all he can do is coach. I'm not even going to bring up the fact that, in some ways, Danny Ainge put together kind of a stupid team. Kind of a stupid team.
We'll preview the team.
I'm not even going to get into that too much. But Brad Stevens has this team that he needs to work with. What direction are you going to go in? Gordon Hayward wrote that article. I know Gordon Hayward's your boy from Butler. If this team is going to be any, yes, I'm not even going to look about last year. Last year, we know they should have been to the finals. They know that to tell. Whatever.
You're telling me they could have faced the horrible Golden State Warriors?
Marv, please. I beg you. Please. If this team is to be successful this year, that whole mentality of Gordon Hayward's my boy and I need to make sure he's on the court and he needs to start and he needs to get the ball and we're going to, unless Gordon Hayward can show you something, put his ass on the bench. I don't care what he's doing during pickup basketball at the our back center with Enes Kanter, whatever other bums they're playing with or pickup. I don't care. You can't force feed Hayward anymore. Like you said, and I'm in agreement, this team needs to go through Jaylen Brown and Tatum, a combination of them, and then Kemba Walker to come in and be, you know, a closer or whatever. Bring that, whatever you're doing with the Hornets, bring it to Boston. And Gordon Hayward, just be consistent. Consistent, 12 to 15, that's perfect. Just want consistency.
Anything after that's just a bonus.
Anything after that is just a bonus. Just be consistent. I don't see Gordon Hayward at the Utah Jazz level, Gordon Hayward. Not on the Celtics. Not on this Celtics team.
It's just going to be very hard for him unless Brad Stevens, like you said, makes it that way. And, you know, there was a comment here, I think, by Light Upon. He said, they're talking about starting Hayward over Jaylen type of ish gets me frustrated. Not only is it going to get you frustrated, but you know who else is going to get frustrated? Jaylen Brown. Throughout all of
this,
that's
the guy right there, man.
Mike, throughout all of this, Jaylen somehow is going to be the odd man out. I see it.
I hope.
I see it. Jaylen Brown's going to be the odd man out. We already see Tatum is favored with the Celtics through media, through Brad Stevens, whatever. Tatum's going to get his. Kemba, he's coming to replace Kyrie. News alert, everybody, because you got... You guys are going to see it very soon.
Please say it. Kemba is not better than Kyrie.
Thank you. Thank you. And there's a difference. Like, there's a sizable difference, too.
Kemba's 6 feet. Kyrie's 6'3".
Kyrie's...
Size matters in the NBA a little bit.
Kyrie's a superstar. I know it didn't work out with the Celtics. I hate how it ended here. I hate how he played, too. Kyrie's a superstar. Kemba's an all-star. There's a difference. I just need people to understand that. You're hearing it here first. I don't want you guys to get your hearts broken. That's what I'm here for. So, one, Kemba is not Kyrie. So, he's going to get his. Tatum's going to get his. It's going to be between Hayward and Brown.
That's it.
To be that third, you know, option. Who is it going to be? And if it's not Brown, Hayward got his. He got his, though. He's solidified in the NBA.
The best option for this team is it to be Brown.
But it might not. And if it might not, does Brown even stay on this team? Does he get traded? Does he get traded halfway? Does he become disgruntled? You know, we've seen him disgruntled before and be taken out. That's my only concern for this year, how they treat the Hayward-Brown situation.
Here's what I have to say again, and not to go into too much team preview. We'll definitely do that on a later show. Danny Ainge messed up a little bit with this team. Team doesn't have, really have any bigs, doesn't really have much defensive players. If you're saying Brown is the odd man out, that's the trade chip right there to possibly get a big or some defensive players or rebounder in here. I know Cantor's here, yeah, but...
Why not look at... There's been guys like Joakim Noah.
Marv, that, please don't get me upset right now.
Like, Joakim Noah is still available.
You want a hot take? Because I even see Clifton Brown over here, bold predictions and hot takes. Danny Ainge, bro, days are numbered. I'll say it. I don't care. Danny Ainge, days are numbered. One chip. I know he's one chip, plenty of great teams, but one chip. And yes, people, well, the health sometimes. The guys got hurt. Gordon Hayward got hurt. And Perkins got hurt and this and that. Okay, I hear it. Still, at the end of the day, when you look back at the history, what's going to be talked about more? The fact that Hayward got hurt and broke his foot? Or the fact that as time as general manager, Danny Ainge won one championship? Bold prediction, though. Bold predictions coming in from Clifton. He says, this Boston Celtics team will not make any noise and not win the NBA title, and this will be Brad Stevens' last year.
I agree with everything but the last point.
All right.
And I think I even had that conversation with you, Mike. This Celtics team is going to be just like last year, meaning ranking-wise, middle-of-the-road team.
But there's a difference. There's a difference. Last year's team was that, unfortunately, and never played to their full potential.
Right.
This team, this current year, they'll do what they did last year because that's just as good as they are.
Yeah, pretty much. And defensively, whoosh, you're going to be seeing games. Celtics win 100 to 130 to 125. Celtics lose 130 to 125. There's going to be points because Celtics are going to put up points. They got some scores. Adding Enes Kanter helps. He's a scoring big man. You know, Jalen's going to get better. Tatum, hopefully, gets better. Like, these guys can all score. We know Celtics can score. Defensively, y'all going to see why I said Kemba's not Kyrie. And Kyrie not even a good defender.
He's not a good defender, but at least you could see when he was on the Celtics, he tried a little bit on defense, which was all you could really ask
for. No, Kemba's going to try.
Kemba's going to try. He just ain't damn good.
Just can't play defense.
And then Kanter in the paint.
Ooh, Kanter is...
That's Kanter's supposed to be the rim protector. Unless they say, Robert Williams, we need you out there. Kanter's going to be the center. Which puts at pop. I don't know. I can't. Look, let's save it. Let's save it.
This is not the preview show.
Let's save it.
It's not the preview show yet.
We're going to have a show where we go off on a Celtics team for the upcoming season. But we'll save it.
At least this year, you know, we'll be a lot calmer because expectations are not through the roof. I know a lot of people are down on Danny. I'll save my Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens take because I think that'll be a good show. We are on opposite sides on that.
Y'all gonna definitely know when that preview show is coming out. We'll definitely keep you guys posted because we want all of you to be a part of that conversation for our Celtics preview show. Yeah, man. I see the comments still coming in. Light up the light. Make sure you're here with us on our preview show. We need you with these same kind of conversations when we really dissect this 2019-2020 Celtics team.
Every Tuesday night, we are here. Every Tuesday night, Double M Media.
Yeah, man. Any final thoughts, Marv, as we wrap up this 30th episode?
The only way Celtics could be considered contenders is if you get Utah Jazz Gordon Hayward back.
If you get Utah Jazz Gordon Hayward, this puts this team on a level of whoa.
That's the only way. And I give that a 5% chance.
I'm not comparing this. I'm not making this crazy comparison because it sounds crazy, but I guess in my sick and twisted mind it makes sense. With the potential of a player that you have in Kemba Walker, if Jaylen Brown and Tatum play to their potential, and then Gordon Hayward can give you a Utah Jazz, Gordon Hayward, that's two former All-Stars, two guys who look like they could possibly get to an All-Star level. It's like a broken down really, really broken down, watered down version of having four stars similar to what Golden State recently had.
You're right. You do have a sick and twisted mind.
Bro, four all-stars. It made sense in my mind. Maybe I'm crazy.
This is the Double M Show. You got Mr. Mike Nice.
Yes, sir.
I'm DJ Mies. You know, follow us, share this video, let everybody know. Double M, every Tuesday night we are live. Then we put it out Wednesday mornings. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Play. We are on the iHeartRadio app. We are global. You can find us after every Patriots game. Every Patriots game on CLNS, the Patriots postgame shows with Mike Nice, with me. You also can find us during the week on the Patriots Roundtable on CLNS with Mike Nice, with Nick Coaglia, with me. And we do this weekly. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you guys again next week.